Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so tell us what's going on in your life, because I think it's pretty tacky what you're asking.
Yeah, do you really? Okay.
I do.
So here's the deal, is Zoe and I am so excited for this. We are going to weekend one Coachella.
Whoa!
Ooh. Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, Carol G's going to be there. I mean, I'm really just excited for Justin Bieber and Sabrina, to be completely honest with you. But I am just ecstatic. And if you're not familiar with Coachella, like, it is the whole weekend and it's rather expensive. I mean, it's, you know, you're throwing down the chunk of change to go to this thing. So we are planning on renting a vehicle here and going there and camping. And we're going to bring a personal shower and a toilet and everything, because everybody, you kind of set this stuff up and you just have like a tent. Yeah, it's like a camping toilet and then a disposal, or a shower, a portable shower.
Like a little solar shower.
You bring out, yeah, mm-hmm. to these places. And then after that, we're going to go stay in California for a couple of days, and just, we're going to make a whole week of it. But that being said, it's a big vacation that we've got coming up, right? And it's probably going to cost quite a bit. So my thought process on it, and I was telling it, the reason I even got this idea, I was telling my friend about it. And she was like, so for Christmas this year, you just want me to give you money for your vacation. And I was like, can I do that? Can I ask you to do? She's like, of course, like, ask, like, that's fine. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if I can ask, like, my family and friends this year, don't get me anything for Christmas. Don't get me anything for Thanksgiving. If you get people things for Thanksgiving, don't do it, because all I want is money to go towards my trip fund. And here's the thing, is like, the younger generation, I feel like they're starting to do this already, because you have things like Venmo, PayPal, the ability to transfer funds so quickly, and they're just so used to doing it. They don't even blink twice. But I just thought it'd be such a genius idea, because I don't want any more things. Like, I just got into my apartment, the place I want it to be, where everything has its spot. I don't have a bunch of extra junk in boxes that are just hanging out in a closet. Like, I have my life at a very manageable level, and I don't want more stuff. I'm just not that person. I want things. I want experiences. That's what I want from now on.
You just want other people to pay for them.
I do. Yeah. Like, if that's, well, again, if you're going to get somebody something for Christmas, wouldn't you want to get something they want? Like, I thought, since the one person of my friend group offered to give me money, I was like, oh, can I send out like an email? Can I send an email that said, hello, family and friends?
Well, I mean, you kind of,
Katie's doing fabulous. Like, you know?
You assaulted me with it, like, off the air. You're like, just so you know, like, my birthday's coming up and Christmas is coming up. And she's like, I would like money this year.
I was just like, want money.
Well, you came at me hot. Like, you're already like, Jer, I want you to pay for my trip.
Yeah.
I was like, to Coachella. Whoa. I don't think you can request that of anybody. Like, that has just got to be something where you maybe just say, I don't want any gifts this year, and then you don't get any gifts.
Really? I can't, say,
this, what is this, a wedding and I got to pay for your honeymoon?
Yeah, I'm going to send an email and it's going to have my Venmo. So it's just going to have the scan thingy for my Venmo.
Seems
like,
a little,
hey,
tacky.
Just contribute to my vacation instead of buying me a gift. Not only that, but my family all the way in North Dakota, I was talking to my sister about this. I was like, how much do you spend on shipping? She sent me that really nice basketball purse that year that's completely encrusted with diamonds. She told me she spent more on shipping that thing than she actually paid for the thing. just because shipping is crazy right now. I was talking to her about it. I was like, think of all the money you'd save on shipping. You just got to Venmo your little baby sister something sweet.
This know? Coming from the woman who forgot to send the Christmas gifts in for like 3 or 4 months,
you
right?
You remember that?
I do remember
yes,
that.
Katie?
So Katie's a big talker. So gimme, gimme, gimme. But last year you didn't send their gifts until like what? It was February,
if
March?
If they just wanted me to Venmo
March?
Them some change, though, I could have done that on Christmas. There would have been no problem
so you don't
getting
give
that
a
to them
crap
on time.
About their gifts.
No,
but
I
you're,
do.
You're already
I
hitting people
do?
Up for money for Christmas,
well,
and you sent their gifts in March.
I know. I just want to make sure they have time to give me the money. That's why I'm telling them now. It's like so, I'm doing them a service.
To me, it's a little like in your face, like, whoa, why aren't I just contributing money to my own vacation? Why am I paying for Katie's vacation?
For when Christmas.
I can still get you a gift. It's a really nice gift that generally I would probably find on clearance and not
really?
Tell you, you know? And
yeah.
Is
I mean,
that
yeah.
it? Is it that when you give someone money, it is the exact amount? They know how much money you gave them, whereas a
yes.
gift
you
could
don't
spend
know. I got
$10.
You a hoodie for $10. It was yeah. on clearance. It was originally $60, but you don't
yeah.
know.
You don't know that.
So what is the appropriate amount that, say, I should be giving you for Christmas then towards your trip that's going to be enough that looks like a solid gift, but, you know, it doesn't make me look like a cheapskate? Do I give you $25? Is that, are you going to be like, well, only $25?
See, and that's where I'm
see,
okay
it's uncomfortable.
With it.
But no, it's not.
If four people give you $25, there's $100 of
but
your 100, trip fund.
That's nothing.
Still
$100
towards your
experience.
Gift.
It is towards,
but handing you cash, you have that internal struggle like, is this enough? Or do I give you a hundo? Or?
I would rather take that $25 than another pumpkin spice candle. I will tell you that. Like, I have like 10 candles from last year that I haven't even lit up yet because I don't have room for them.
I
like,
think.
Money's if anyone
like,
wants to sound off, the phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I see a bunch of people texting in. Call us. You can give Katie a piece of your mind if you'd like. 303-691-1649. What were you going to say?
Well, I just feel like if you're, it's money's such an easy gift to give, it would be easier for everybody to just be, okay, here's, you know, $10, $20, whatever. And if you're not asking for like $100 from each person, are you? You're just saying
she's
whatever you can
it.
Give.
Well, it depends on who it is.
See?
If it's
she's
like my mom,
it.
Like my mom typically spends a couple hundred on each one of us. So if
see,
you're gonna...
you expecting something is where I think you're going wrong. You can't expect a certain amount
oh,
from
she's
anybody.
Expecting
that
it.
Is not
have you
right.
worked with her for the past year? Are you
I have.
Insane? Absolutely. Here, I'll just hop on some of these. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Oh, this is Cassidy.
Hey, Cassidy, what are your thoughts for Katie mooching money off people for Christmas?
I'm not going to lie. I don't think it's that tacky. You see people nowadays plan well in advance, and they even do GoFundMes. I know you guys have done a couple of even stories of celebrities that are like, oh, we need this much money for my kid's birthday. And, I mean, to me, that's a little tacky. But for someone who's, like, a normal human being with, like, a normal occupation, I don't think it's tacky for Katie. And it's, like, one of those things that, I mean, you always got money from your, grandparents or whatever on Christmas and stuff like that. And it's, like, wouldn't you rather contribute to, you know, their plans, you know, rather than, you know, just give them something.
No,
that
not
you
really.
Don't
I'd rather
know if they're gonna like.
I'd rather give her the candle that I know she likes instead of $50.
But again, I don't need that candle.
And that's the thing is, like, you get all the abundance of all this stuff or whatever else, and then it's like, let's, you know, if you receive something, and then let's say, you know, maybe you're not in touch with these people or you don't talk with them like all the time, and then they're like, oh, how did you like the candle we bought you? Then you feel kind of guilty about not using the gift that they gave you or something.
I love
like
getting
that.
I love getting candles because like I can regift them. That's the best part like, about getting candles. That's the best. If you want to sound off, 303-691-1649. Thank you to Cassidy for calling in. Here's Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm actually on Katie's side about this.
Okay, tell us why.
Okay, so I'm a big lover of Christmas. I know it's early to be talking about Christmas, but I will say I think our consumerism is a little bit off the charts. So when Katie says that she wants to spend instead of, you know, receiving things, she wants to ideally, you know, receive some cash so that she can have an experience. I mean, that's off the charts. That's better than any Christmas gift that we could possibly give her. Now, I do agree with Jer that maybe the way that it's being approached is a little bit difficult to swallow, depending on who your audience is. And so I'm going to give you like a really unethical life pro tip right now.
Okay.
Do it.
Yes.
I would recommend making an Amazon wish list with items that are, you know, priced, whatever, $50 to $100, like whatever you think your family would give you cash-wise. It doesn't matter what the items are. Let them ship those items to you for Christmas, and then you can just return them to Amazon, and then you get that money back in your Amazon account, and you can use that Amazon money to buy the stuff for Coachella.
You're evil.
Oh, my gosh.
You're evil, and I love it.
That's genius.
Amazon is more evil than me.
So it's, she can buy Amazon that portable small toilet then.
And you could.
You could buy your toilet and your shower.
Yeah, the shower. This is genius.
Is that going to be your carry-on, by the way, the portable toilet?
No, we're
please
driving there.
Oh,
we're
okay
driving.
Gotcha,
no, gotcha, we're gotcha not going to be driving.
If you're driving,
Laura,
stay at
that's
hotel
pretty good. That's a pretty good pro tip.
Yes, that's good.
That's it.
Just put out there. It's a possibility, all right?
You're sneaky.
I like it. Thank you, Laura.
How many Amazon wish lists do you have right now, Laura?
Oh, my gosh. For me, I'm going to be honest, there is a lot of nonsense on there. Just general things that I don't need. A picture hanging kit. I'm like, why do I need that?
But right. So you can return it and get the cash?
Exactly. For your trip.
Laura, this has been the best call of our day so far. Yeah. Thank you so much.
So good.
I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. Good luck, Katie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. I got a thought. Here's Amy. There's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so what are your thoughts for Katie Cat?
I actually don't think it's that bad of an ask. Maybe not sending an email with her Venmo would be good.
scan code.
Here's my
that's
QR code.
Maybe I love the Amazon wish list from the caller prior, but how about asking for like gift cards, like the just like Visa generic gift cards or gift cards on your trip out for like stopping at McDonald's and things like that? To help fund your trip versus just
like
sending
that
your Venmo out.
Why does that sound not as harsh to me? Like, yeah, hey, I'll take a Visa gift card versus can you Venmo me cash? There's something that's a little more gentle about that ask.
Exactly.
You're right. No, that's a really good move. I like that one.
Let me get your thoughts on this, Amy. I'm pondering this in my head here. Let's see if I can formulate it. So you're going to get all these gifts from your relatives. You're going to have to turn around and reciprocate, right? And get them gifts and stuff for Christmas.
Yeah.
So you're basically, it's going to be a wash, won't it? Why don't you just tell everybody not to do any gifts this year, then you just use your own money?
Well, I think that like the whole point of Christmas is you get them a gift, they get you a gift. Like,
so are you trying to get them?
But all that money you're going to spend, all that money you're going to spend on them, why can't you just use that on your trip?
And Katie's going to the dollar store.
Then you don't have to work.
Maybe it's on Katie to buy a souvenir from California, and that's the gift.
Like, I'll send them a postcard and get them a keychain so, and a shot glass, Josh.
But
you want $50 from everybody, and you're going to send them back a postcard and a shot glass.
No, I will get them things too. That's how Christmas works. Like, you get them something. They get you
with
something.
Those Visa gift cards, right?
Yeah, sure.
So they're basically paying for their own gift.
No, that's not it. Like, you that's how Christmas works. You buy things, you get things. It is always
it's
wash
always a
every
wash
year.
I hate it too. I hate it.
Yeah, that's how
I'm
it works.
So over it. Amy, thank you for the call.
Thank you both. Have a good day.
All
bye
right, see you later. Where are we at? We can do one more. Is this Robert?
Yes.
Super quick, Robert. We're short on time, buddy.
Katie, go for it. It's not a bad thing. The thing you can look about it is if they give you money or gift cards or even like the gift credit cards that you can get at Walmart and all that stuff like that, just use that. And it's essentially more of a buffer. So that way you can use your money plus their money, whatever you have left over, you can then reciprocate back to them.
Okay. That's a good, and I know you tell me like it is, Robert, because you do. Yep. You tell me like it is every time.
This repeat Robert, he loves us.
No, that's good, solid advice.
Later, Gator.
So, laters.
Bye. No, so
you
I'm
do
gonna,
you.
I'm gonna.
Nobody's
do it.
Gonna be stopping.
I don't know
you.
If I'll send the email. Hello, family and friends.
Greetings.
Scan my QR code.
Just
and
in passing.
I'm going
when you talk.
On a journey. Yeah. Please fund my journey.
I'm going to see Justin Bieber. Pay for it.
Go sit on Santa's lap and give him yeah. your Venmo QR
oh,
code.
I'm so excited to see Justin Bieber. By the way, could I?
Have you seen him before?
Never.
And
never.
So, are you just going for that Saturday? Or are you
yeah.
going the
oh,
whole
no.
weekend?
Well, we're going the whole weekend. Yeah. So, well, because I Sabrina, I want to see Sabrina. And Carol G's great. Like, so I'm excited to see. And then those are just headliners.
Because, yeah, the full weekend, the full weekend ticket is expensive. Yeah.
So that's what we got. We got the full weekend camping ticket. It
did you already buy them?
Expensive.
Yeah.
Well, we're on a payment plan.
Oh, my
God. It's that expensive. We're on a payment plan.
I'm excited to hear about you showering and pooping outside in a bucket. That's probably my biggest
Take
excitement.
Well,
screw Justin Bieber. Tell me about that Home Depot bucket with a toilet seat on top of it.
He peed in a bucket once.
He did.
He
You're
did.
Right.
Oh, my God. We're like the same person.
Are you going to be in a tent or is the bucket out in the open?
No, it's in a tent.
Okay.
It's like private.
It's a private tent.
It is a private bucket.
Okay. I didn't know if it was just out in the middle of nowhere.
No, that's Coachella life right
you and
there.
Baby Nana.
So excited. I can't believe she wanted me to come with. Like, that's the thing, is when she's like, will you come with me to
that's
Coachella?
A huge thing.
I was like, what?
You're going to embarrass the hell
you
out of her.
You want to go with your mommy? Oh, I can't wait.
That's awesome. Well, good luck with everything. Don't
Thank
expect
you.
Any money from me.